When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archi, Season 1 of Summer, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. To offer you the best content, Philippe Henry, sound engineer, is at the technical helm of the podcast. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Today in this summer edition of Comme d'Archi number 19, let's talk about Séchat again. Listeners who have been loyal to the podcast for a long time know it. Séchat is our emblem, our star. Its symbolism guides us. Her name means the one who writes. Literally, the house of the writer. From sec, the written word, and chat, house. It was at the origin of ancient Egypt, the deification of the concept of wisdom. She later became the goddess of writing, astronomy, architecture, and mathematics. With her star, she intervenes during the construction of a building. She determines the orientation of the building and ensures the accuracy of its layout. What a symbol. So what would Séchat be doing on holiday? I don't think she would stop working. What a destiny. What a fate. But in what way could she guide us? Inspire us in our choice of destinations or our choice of visits during our own holidays from east to west, from north to south, in the center, in France, since our podcast is French. We live in a beautiful country, and the coronavirus makes it so difficult to go on holidays outside of France. In the west of France, for my part, I will enjoy a stop at the castle of Goulaine, a very inspiring place. Looking at the news on the web, I see that it is for sale. Is it an old ad? I'm not promoting any sale here. It has been in the family of the Marquis de Goulaine for 1,000 years. Proof that everything passes. We get attached to old stones. No doubt they are the vehicle in our imagination of our desire for eternity. This castle is the first castle of the Loire area, at the gates of Nantes. It is modest in size, a jewel built, among others, in tufo stone, composed of strata dating from different periods, including a remarkable Renaissance main building. I had the opportunity a long time ago to listen to Alfred Deller, a moment of grace, as there are few in life. Now let's go in the southwest, to the Cap Ferré, and its old fishermen's huts turn into comfortable villas. The ritual dinner at Hortense, an institution. Cap Ferré, a dream that has become very expensive and ridiculously snobbish, forgetting the power of the ocean. But its simple wooden buildings by the sea make our child's heart beat. Okay, now let's go to the French Riviera. Séchat sulks. The architect's correct design was generally ignored and speculation ruined the landscape. A commonplace indeed. Great to see Marseille again and Fernand Pouillon's lodgings on the old port. A small detour to Hyères on the belvedere of the Villa Noailles. Going back up north through Beaune, of course, and its auspices. Stopping off in Vézelay. Take the time to go up there to listen to a religious service. Bewitched by the Roman nave. Get lost at the borders, to the east, as far as the great castle of Haut-Königsbourg, then the mining lands of the north. Go down through the Champagne region, see again the hall of the Boulingrin de Reims, and make a stop at the brewery. Return to the heart of Paris, stroll not far from Notre Dame to see and think, where are we going? And you, any inspirations for this summer? Let's keep in touch and meet again next week for our new summer issue. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcast and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.